According to the Saudi Interior Ministry, security forces there killed two suspects in the shooting and hostage-taking in the city of Qobar over the weekend. The weekend attack drove oil prices to new highs, but they've now come down somewhat. Also, shots were fired today at two vehicles carrying American military personnel in Riyadh, the Saudi capital. The violence in Saudi Arabia raises questions about the depth of anti-regime sentiment in that country and about the stability of the Saudi royal family. Yousef Ibrahim is managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group, and he joins us from his base in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Yousef Ibrahim, does the Saudi royal family still enjoy reserves of public support that exceed all these acts of violence, or are they in trouble?
I think at this point you must say that they are under extraordinary pressure, the kind of pressure they have never experienced before since the latest Saud kingdom has been around. I would not use the word in trouble. I would say things are in play in Saudi Arabia. On one hand, there is considerable dissatisfaction with the lack of reforms, considerable dissatisfaction with the dropping standard of living, the unemployment. But there is also a tremendous anger about what's happening in Iraq, which somehow is reflecting on the government. And there is, we must say, a considerable amount of Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda sympathizers' presence of a size that we simply would have never guessed existed in Saudi Arabia.
Is there any politics, either active or latent in Saudi Arabia, between the monarchy on one side and, say, pro-Bin Laden Islamists on the other side?
Well, the problem, Bob, does not start with the guys who have the guns, the guys who are shooting, engaging in running gun battles every day that you just mentioned in your introduction. The problem lies in the ideological commissars, if you like, the people who inspire them. And these are the religious leadership, the supreme religious leadership of Saudi Arabia, which is as fanatical as Al-Qaeda and has yet to be tackled by the Saudi royal family.
We always report nowadays on the actions of the security forces, or on the actions of the Saudi commandos as they were deployed in Qobar. Is the Saudi military security force, is it a power center itself in Saudi Arabia? That is, if should we think in terms of the military as simply being an extension of the royal family, or is it actually a power center unto itself in any way?
You can think of it as a fragmented power center. For example, the National Guard, which is a considerable armed force, reports only to the Crown Prince. The armed forces report to the King, and the Air Force reports to the Minister of Defense. So it is fragmented on purpose so that if one element of the armed forces were to rebel, another element would be able to sustain it. The armed forces of Saudi Arabia were never meant to fight an outside enemy. They have always been structured to defend the regime internally. Having said that, that means that religious and tribal affiliations penetrate the armed forces. The National Guard, for example, is heavily tribal. Along with that comes, of course, all the religious hang-ups that may be with those tribal persons who join those forces. Therefore, if you want to ask the question differently, could the armed forces of Saudi Arabia be penetrated by the religious, fanatical, extremist element that is represented by Bin Laden? I think the answer categorically is yes.
Yousef Ibrahim, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bob. Bye.
Yousef Ibrahim spoke to us from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. He is managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group there.